Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Mark in the Morning. Good morning. I'm Andy Chanley. Gina Grad is right here in the studio across from me.
We've got
Danny Mizrahi here. Jackie Delgado is back.
Jackie!
And producer Mikey is here. Yesterday at this time, we have to do the legal ID. It's mandated by the Federal Communications Commission every day. Mikey graced us yesterday with Nani, his cat.
Noni. Andy, Noni. For the love of cats.
And Nani has a very distinctive voice. Can we have a quick sample of Nani? Yes, that's Nani right there. It's unmistakable.
Does he get a nickel every time he says it wrong?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so you went home last night and you told your wife about it and played...
Yeah, I played it for her and Mia, our dog that passed away a few years ago.
Sorry.
She actually is my original whisperer. Actually, no, Magic, my first dog as a kid.
Wow.
But,
put on some coffee.
But yeah, there's a lot going on inside this head. She was upset.
Mia was jealous.
Mia was jealous.
Well, I think it's only fair that Mia does today's legal ID.
Now picture a little tiny pug. That's Mia.
Okay.
So this is the voice. You ready?
Mm-hmm. 100.3 The Sound is KFWD FM and HD1 Los Angeles in Orange County. Southern California Classic Rock.
Sounds amazingly like Cartman.
A little bit like Cartman.
You can.
But I had that voice before that show.
Wow, that does sound like a pug, by the way.
Thank you.
That was Pugalicious. Thank you, Mikey.
Wow.
You've really stepped up to the plate so far this week.
Thank you.
Sure I have.
We've got an amazing show for you today. Yes, Mark is basking in a vacation glow somewhere here in Southern California. Probably listening in because, well, he's a bit of a megalomaniac.
Yep.
But we've got fun today in store. We've got some of the best bits that you've heard on this show over the past third of a year. We've got Gina's Secrets in
what?
Moments. Do you remember what Gina's Secret is?
Oh, no. We're not playing
Yes,
this, are
we certainly are.
No.
Also, Donald Trump.
No.
Donald Trump. It fits into some current events. Donald Trump is on the phone from yesterday. Big get on the part
so
of Gina.
Great. Thank you very much.
It was great. Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up here in about 45 minutes.
No.
We've got the Sound A to Z continuing. We're in the letter T. And also, we've got a guest coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Joe Coy, very, very funny comedian, is going to be joining us. I've got the dump button ready for that. Todd Donahoe with sports and so much more. And by all means, check in yourself and let us know what's going on in your world. And talk slowly for the benefit of Jackie. 888-696-1003.
Take a couple of nips off the sherry first, too.
Mark in the Morning continues next.
This is the story of my family. We're the Duggars. That's me. I'm Michelle. There's Jim Bob, my wonderful husband, and our children. Josh is our oldest.
And he molested several girls as a teenager and escaped all punishment.
That's so wrong.
Yeah. 19 Kids and Counting is the show on TLC, and they haven't canceled it yet. But the writing's on the wall. Today, or actually it was yesterday, three companies and counting, have announced they'll no longer support the Duggars reality show after Josh Duggar, their oldest son, confessed to molesting several underage girls in the family.
I actually think I'm impressed we're talking about this because we've gone a good chunk of days now without bringing this up. But
we haven't. There's a bit of a development. We've got General Mills, Payless Shoe Source, and Choice Hotels International saying they're pulling ads.
Whoa, those are three huge companies.
Big ones. And Walgreens say that they're going to continue to monitor the situation. What, and see if it gets any worse?
Yeah.
It's not going to get better. Anyway, TLC's already pulled old episodes from its schedule. Did you have an observation?
I have many, but I don't know if they're fit for the air.
Well, do you remember when I said, I've said many times, that the internet is a tattoo?
Yes.
Never goes away. Kids, be careful what you sext and what you post and all, because it stays out there forever.
I don't think it's be careful what you sext. I think it's be careful that you sext.
That's true. Thanks. But Jim Bob Duggar, the patriarch of the family, ran for Senate in 2002. And someone webcast geocached his website. Here's his platform on rape and incest.
I'm going to hide under the desk while you read this.
And I quote, "Rape and incest represent heinous crimes and as such should be treated as capital crimes." Oh. So according to his 2002 Ooh. Senate platform, his son Josh should be put to death.
So, you know, on top of that, is Michelle the wife?
Yes.
During that time, I believe it was, she had a robocall being put out to, you know, people in the constituents in the county. And it was fairly offensive to some people about, you know, gay marriage and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So your voice is also stamped on that robocall saying the things that you will and will not tolerate. And I'd say your son messing with young girls is probably in the not tolerate list.
It's not the kind of stuff you want if you're going to run for Senate again. That's for that's for certain. Gina's got a secret, people.
No.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
We're going to share that secret once again. It's one of the best moments, Gina.
Here's the thing.
It's been written in stone. We're going to hear it again.
Danny wrote it on a piece of paper. It's been written in
stone. We're hearing it.
When you said that the internet is a tattoo, I forget that. Oh, the radio's a tattoo. This radio show.
It is. In truer words were never spoken. You're going to hear about Gina's secret.
Damn it!
We'll reveal it coming up in just a few moments. But we're back into the sound A to Z. We're in the letter T. It's time for me to fly. It's REO Speedwagon. You're listening to Mark in the Morning.
Mark in the Morning. 100.3 The Sound. Andy, Gina, pretty sweet, innocent Gina.
Yeah.
She's not been completely honest with us, you, me, the listeners. Gina, is there anything you want to tell
She's
us?
She's looking at me doe-eyed right now. And
I'm just as excited to figure out what the hell you're talking about as you are.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, Gina, I'm going to give you a little hint.
All right.
I'm going to give you an audio hint.
Oh, God.
And then if you pick up on it, then you will have an opportunity to cleanse yourself.
Okay.
Here we go.
Give me. Do I want a Kit Kat bar? Oh, like, give me a bar.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What?
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina is now about to cleanse her soul.
Dare I? Okay,
you
so
dare.
Some little canary sang, apparently, over to Mark Thompson. I was telling, simply, innocently telling a story on the Adam Carolla podcast where I do the news over there that I may or may not have, when I was 18 years old, done a production of Hair at the University of Kansas, fully nude.
Wow.
Now you got to remember this. I know I'm a hot little ticket these days, but think of an 18-year-old version. Oof. Of Gina, you're welcome. Totally. Now, here's the problem. This was done in Kansas. Of course, Fred Phelps was there with his whole troop to protest. And our parents were there, grandparents, aunts, uncles. These are people that have supported me my entire life in my theatrical journey. And here I am just making them a little less proud by the minute. Yes, I was fully nude in a production of Hair. I was also a nude model. I was really, really into the artsy-fartsy hippie stuff. I thought it made me really cool. And there you have it.
Wow. Well, who supported you during the production?
Ew.
I'm going to put an eye out.
Well, so, and the thing is I started dating the guy that I was naked dancing with. My dad wanted to either kill him or kill himself.
Do you remember the words to this song?
To Hair?
Yeah.
For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina will now perform. She's clothed this time, but here, let's go back to the 18-year-old Gina. Check it out.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shiny, gleaming, gleaming, flaxy, waxing. Give me down to there. Hair, shoulder length, longer. Here, baby, there, down.
Get it!
Everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Now, you know, I did sing my solo. I did sing Frank Mills on stage with clothes. I sang all of that. So, yes, musical theater backgrounds do crazy things to people, everybody.
I love it. I love it too much. And I want to thank listener Steve for sending that little ditty along.
Yeah, me too, Steve. Meet me out by the parking lot. We're going to have a couple of words.
Oh, that's too good. I love it too much. I wish I could have seen that production.
That was wonderful, by the way.
It was really good. I mean, well done. Yeah. Hey. Well, John Travolta is being accused of acting a little creepy at the Oscars, but his rep says it was on purpose. The star had people talking after he got handsy with Idina Menzel grabbing her face during the awards telecast. I will say that I noticed that. Mm-hmm. But then he apparently, on the red carpet, kissed Scarlett Johansson, and she pulled back and gave him the side eye. Like, why did you do that? I don't know you that well. His rep says it was rehearsed. John Travolta loved working with Idina. John had a great time at the Oscars because his wife Kelly and daughter Ella were in attendance with him. That doesn't explain why he was coming off a little creepy.
Yeah. Gonna let her
in my life. Did you guys notice any of this?
Well, the Idina Menzel I thought was cute because of what happened last year when he totally butchered her name. But with all the face touching, it not only was it creepy to watch, but if I was Idina, I'd be like, dude, I spent 6 hours in a makeup chair, and it wasn't so you could put your greasy hands all over me. That's just
so
me.
I don't know. I did notice the Idina thing. I saw the story yesterday that he kissed Scarlett Johansson. Apparently, they don't know each other that well, so that came off odd.
Well,
so.
Yeah. What I'm surprised at is that your headline was John Travolta acting creepy.
Well taken. I'm going to make a confession here. This morning was my first time, as I was prepping the story, to hear anything from Oasis, and I may be hooked.
Oh, it's a good band, solid band.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
Well, imagine this. Mick Jagger and Courtney Love hooked up for a karaoke duet on this song at a post-Oscar bash Sunday night. Mm. A guest leaving the party described it for the British tabloid, calling it an absolute scream and a real crowd pleaser, with guests crowded around, clapping and singing along with them. Mick was said to be really giving it some swagger, while Courtney was absolutely loving it, watching it as along with the rest of the crowd. Leonardo DiCaprio and Bradley Cooper witnessed this wildness. It took place at an unnamed Beverly Hills location. Afterwards, Courtney tweeted to Mick, "All right, man, that was fun." What is the biggest person you've run into at a party? Like, you're at a party just enjoying, and there, by a surprise, is a major star.
Well, you know, Andy and I go to so many in Rub-O.
Right.
We got to just go through our Rolodex.
I meet so many.
Yeah.
I was invited to Jenna Elfman's birthday party. It was off Sunset. It was at that restaurant. It's still there where you sit down and you eat with your fingers and that thing. So I go, and among...
Wait, what?
Like a tapas place?
I don't know. Aladdin. What is that? What kind of food would that
be? Lebanese or Middle East.
Yeah, that.
Okay, yeah.
That. So along with Lisa Marie Presley, and I couldn't take my eyes off her because that's Elvis's kid. Along with several people like that were Tom Cruise and Cameron Crowe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's star power.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's also Scientology.
Right.
When somebody, I don't know about Cameron Crowe, but Tom was there to support Jenna.
Right. Gotcha. I'd have to say that my biggest celebrity encounter and my greatest celebrity encounter was probably Eddie Murphy.
Oh, good one.
Funny man, and was such an honor to meet him and hang out with him and just watch him tell jokes and be crazy. It was awesome.
I built a fire once with Daryl Hannah.
Clan of the Cave Bear.
Yeah.
You know, that's so interesting. I don't even want to know the story because that alone says it all.
In fact,
just love that.
I'd like that to be the name of your autobiography.
Andy's capsule is about 25 minutes away. We'll do some business and get on back in here. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Yeah, it's like he's still in the room, isn't it? You sang the hair theme, and you acquitted yourself wonderfully. It reminds me quickly, we don't have much time, but there's hair in the news.
There is hair in the news.
Get it out.
Give me a lock of hair. Hey! So Mozart, ever heard of him?
Oh.
His
name
hair.
Drop.
Lock of his hair is going up on the auction block at Sotheby's in London. Now, they have this lock of his hair, and it's in this little cameo case. And the inscription on it, it sounds like a John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt song, so bear with me. But this is what the inscription says. Hair of W.A., Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, part of a lock given me by Karl Anschutz, he having received it from his mother, to whom it was given by the great composer's widow, given by me to Arthur Somerville, Yaz Colette. That's what it says on
it. His widow clipped it off him after he died.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
How much do you think it's expected to fetch?
I don't know. 100,000.
Then you're going to find this to be quite the bargain. They're expecting it to go for about 16 grand.
Wow.
So pull your pennies together. You and I
got that in my pocket.
Go in on a lock of Mozart's hair.
It makes me wonder, since you've been in hair, and you're famous.
Thank you.
I wonder how much a lock of Gina's hair would go for charity.
Oh, you know what? Wait.
And you just cut your hair, so it would be unfair to ask you, but...
No, I didn't. It's still long.
We need to get a lock of your hair and auction it, you know, for some stalker to purchase.
Sure, to make
dolls.
My voodoo doll. Yeah.
Right.
Now, remember when we did this with...
A dribbling of ink?
Thank you. And I said there's no way
Dwight.
This is going to get any money. Well, I didn't know it was going to be accompanied by an autograph and a certified award.
Yeah, you'd have to sign.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if we can get more than $3.50.
$3.50?
Exactly.
Coming up, we have new words. We're going to get Jackie. She's back at work today.
Jackie!
We're going to have her prove her Hispanicism. See if she knows a new word that's in the Merriam-Webster unabridged dictionary. Donald Trump is on the phone.
Yes.
Big jip by, get by Gina.
Thank you.
Or a jip by Gina.
Yep.
Yesterday, Mark in the Morning continues in moments on the Sound. Gonna trend with Gina and see what is going on
right
in the world.
Right into that bad boy. Let's do it. Well, Bernie Sanders kicked off his campaign in Vermont yesterday. The self-proclaimed socialist hopes to take on Hillary Clinton for the Democratic vote.
You know, I think he really has a chance.
Aw. If you were any closer, I'd pat your head.
Not seriously.
No. Okay. Johnny Depp could, speaking of having a chance, Johnny Depp could face up to 10 years in prison for illegally bringing his dogs into Australia and failing to declare them. Now, that's if it goes to court, which I have a feeling Johnny's going to find a way around that. But it's possible. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers spanked the Braves yesterday, 8-0. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning.
Yeah, how about that? Clayton Kershaw is now 3-3. Maybe he's righted the ship so far. And isn't 10 years a long time to go to prison for bringing dogs out of quarantine?
Yo, Australia takes that stuff very seriously.
It's like 5 years a dog.
But they're...
That's 35 dog years.
Yeah, man. But they're a quarantined continent already, so they got to really be strict about that.
Quarantined
isolated.
Or not, they better not throw my baby in.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah.
All right. The Merriam-Webster Unabridged Dictionary. The new one is out, and there are new words this year. One of the big ones, WTF. WTF. It's
what the fudgesicle.
Yes.
What the flauta.
Yeah.
It's used especially to express or describe outrage, surprise, recklessness, confusion, or bemusement.
I love that word.
Also in the new dictionary, emoji. Emoji. Uh-huh. Do you use emojis?
Here's the thing. If you don't use emojis in text now, everybody constantly thinks you're pissed off.
Agreed.
I love it. Yeah.
If you don't end it with a face or a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Or a kissy.
Yep.
Emojis are the bless his heart.
Yeah. Bless his pee-picking heart.
Of the texting world. And I like the new emojis that have come out.
Yes.
That have...
The rainbow of emojis.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Benetton set of emojis where you can choose the exact shade.
I do. I mix it up. I pick a different hair color sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Nice. Net neutrality is in the new dictionary. Clickbait.
Yes,
clickbait.
That's such a good one.
Describe clickbait.
It's basically like a headline being a question so that you'll click on it to find out the answer. Like, did Andy Chanley really have a three-way with a whoo? And then you click on it and it says, oh, no, of course he didn't. But we got you to click on it.
Gosh, that happens to me all the time. And I stay on Facebook way longer than I should reading all these articles.
Having a three-way with... No, I see what you mean.
It literally baits you to click on something that's probably going to be fruitless.
And it works.
It does.
Also, click fraud, which I'm guessing is like phishing and that kind of stuff. When you get an email and it says, here, click on this to give us all your personal information. Yep. Photobomb is in there.
About time.
And in the food world, we've got a few. Crema, a layer of tan, creamy froth that forms on the top of freshly made espresso.
I love everything.
Starbucks generation gave us this one.
Crema.
And I'll describe it.
Mark's going to be so pissed that you did that while he's not here.
I know.
Well, you're going to get your chance in just a moment. I'm going to describe a dish, and we're going to see if Jackie knows what I'm describing.
Ooh.
This is in the new dictionary, in the new Merriam-Webster.
Okay.
It says, a Mexican dish of fried corn tortilla pieces simmered with salsa or mole.
Chilaquiles?
Say it again, slower.
Chilaquiles.
Yes!
Is it?
Oh, yeah, look at you.
And it's one of my favorite dishes.
Are you relieved?
Yeah. I thought I was not going to be that Mexican.
It could be way worse. This gringuita, by the way, can tell you that there's nothing better than breakfast nachos, which is basically what chilaquiles are.
And also colony collapse disorder. I had that last Monday. No, this is different. This is a disorder of honeybees that's characterized by a sudden colony death due to the disappearance of all adult worker bees in a hive while immature. Yeah, okay.
That's really just as popular in the lexicon as photobomb, so
yes,
I don't know how I didn't know that.
NSFW.
Yeah.
And by the way, I almost forgot, a bacon emoji is coming.
Oh, what? It's about time.
But why isn't there a taco one?
There may very well be. The Unicode Consortium of California is the group that puts together these new emojis. It's this group of eggheads who put together emojis. And they invented 38 new ones that will be in your phone next year. Bacon is a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, a pregnant woman.
All right.
A dancing man.
By the way, pregnant woman, world's worst pickup text if you just start sending that to girls. Hey, baby.
Pregnant
like
woman.
To be your future.
Or,
yeah.
On the other hand, they know you put out, so.
Oh, God.
At least once. Yeah. Dancing man, a lying Pinocchio face. I guess the nose grows.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
And a cucumber. There's a nauseated face, a motor scooter, clinking glasses, and an eagle.
Wait
if
a
you
second.
Should ever need to have an eagle in conversation.
I should,
for whatever.
A, I should always need to have an eagle. B, I will leave it at this. I won't take it any further than necessary. But there was talk of the emoji, of big emoji, taking away the eggplant because some people use it in a phallic way.
I was just going to say that.
They're going to take away the eggplant, but sub in a cucumber?
Huh.
Well, you know, pregnant women, the pregnant lady and the cucumber are not going to be used for that. Pregnant lady is going to be used for feeling too full, and cucumber, I'll leave that up to your imagination.
Yeah, Andy, that's why I stopped her.
I'm going to put pregnant lady and cucumber in every screen when I'm texting. Look, if you're creative, you can come up with disgusting emojis.
Sure.
You just have to use a little imagination.
And it makes it way more fun than when they're just handed to you.
Exactly.
In my day, we had to use a calculator and turn things upside down to make words. Not like these little kids today.
Equals, 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 parenthesis. Yeah, you really had to work for it.
Thank you.
Coming up next, you missed this yesterday, Jackie. Donald Trump called in.
I didn't miss it. I was listening.
Oh.
Well, you're not going to miss it again in a minute because I'm going to play it back again for you. So stick around for that. The Classic Rock Time Capsule. We've got Joe Coy coming up later this morning, Todd Donahoe with sports, and of course, the sound A to Z. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. All right, you like to wager? This is Mark in the Morning. Mark's on vacation this week. I'm Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Jackie Delgado. Danny's around here somewhere. Why don't you wager on when this sound A to Z is going to end? We're in the letter T, the time songs right now. I think it's going to be either Julie Slater or Rita Wild tonight to get to round things out. That is if Rita's even here. She may be. I think she's on tour with you too. But it's going to end sometime this evening we're looking at. So
we have six more letters to get through, yes?
So place your that's good math.
Thank you.
And we'll continue with more songs in the letter T. And up next, Go Nowhere, yesterday, Gina.
Yeah.
Gina gets Donald Trump on the telephone. People, you don't want to miss it.
It's on the way next
on Mark in the Morning. Mark in the Morning, welcome back. I'm Andy Chanley. She's Gina Grad. Danny's over there, Jackie and Mikey. Mark is out this week, but we've got Gina Grad.
Mm.
As anyone will tell you, in show business, it's who you know. And she knows just about everybody.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we found out how deep her Rolodex really is. Donald Trump on the telephone. Have a listen.
Pretty excited about this. Well, we really do hope everybody had a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. One person who seemed to be in a pretty terrible mood, though, was Donald Trump. He tweeted, and I quote, "I would like to wish everyone, including all the haters and losers, of which sadly there are many, a truly happy and enjoyable Memorial Day." Yikes. Well, Mr. Trump is on the phone right now to talk about it. Donald, is everything okay?
Yes, everything is great. It really is. And I refuse to apologize for my tweet. Anybody who knows me knows I have a way with words. And if you don't like it, then that's tough.
Well, yeah, but do you really think that Memorial Day was the best day to do such a thing like that?
Of course. If there's one thing I know, it's the right thing to say on a holiday or special event in a person's life. That's why I'm happy to introduce a new line of greeting cards, the Trump Collection. I've got a card for every occasion. You know, Father's Day is right around the corner. How about this one? "Dear Dad, you cared for me when I was young. You helped me become who I am today. Happy Father's Day. I love you."
Oh, well, that's nice. Very
good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
"I'm glad you're not a deadbeat dad like all those haters and losers. They don't deserve children or greeting cards."
Whoa! That seems a little harsh, sir.
Oh, nonsense. And if the haters and losers can't take it, maybe they shouldn't be such haters and losers. How about this sympathy card? "My deepest condolences during your time of loss."
Oh, that's not bad.
"Because that's what losers do.
Oh my God. They lose
things. Seems fitting you'd experience loss, you hater." And on the back of it, it has a logo of my scowling face, so you know it's authentic and from the heart.
Donald!
These really escalate quickly, yeah. Don't they?
Donald, people aren't going to want to buy a card that has such a mean message inside them. I don't foresee this being a very lucrative endeavor for you.
Nonsense, Gina. It's the rage and contempt people have come to expect from the Trump brand. You haven't even heard of my graduation card.
Oh, well, I can probably predict the gist of it, but go ahead.
Oh, no, this one's going to totally surprise you, I swear.
Okay.
"Congratulations, graduate. You should be very proud of yourself."
Oh, well, that's great. That's actually kind of simple. I like that.
Yeah, that's on the cover. When you open it up, it plays an audio clip of me screaming, "Loser, loser, huge loser," over and over again. And it features a hand-drawn illustration of me giving the recipient a finger. Oh, it's great. Because he or she is most likely a hater, Gina. Uh-huh. And they deserve what's coming to them. They really do.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks so much for calling, Donald.
I had a great time, and you enjoyed talking to me. You really did.
One salty dog, that Donald Trump. Holy cow.
Hey, I can't always promise my good gets are going to be in good moods.
Or in good taste. But we love it. And coming up, we've got more of the Sound A to Z on Mark in the Morning. Comedian Joe Coy coming up in a little while. Todd Donahoe with sports. Let's see. The classic rock time capsule. But first, he watches TV so you don't have to.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
And I do. Last night, America's Got Talent. As you know, one of the hosts.
Wow, you really do take one for the team.
I do. It's an okay show. So one of the judges is Howie Mandel. And
right.
The man, as you know, is a major germaphobe. They had a hip. He doesn't shake people's
hands.
To what
extent? Yeah. He really doesn't touch people?
Doesn't touch people.
Huh.
If you sneeze near him, he'll freak out. I mean, he's really a germaphobe.
For real?
Yeah. Doesn't shake people's hands, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So hypnotist Chris Jones, who is trying to get on the show to win the money,
sure.
Hypnotizes.
You say hypmo?
I did.
Hypmotize.
It's a hypmo. It's like Subaru.
And you know, these are hypnotizing people can be a tricky thing because it can be staged, it can be fake. So how's this different?
Yeah. So this is not because Howie Mandel. I mean, he will not shake people's hands. He hypnotizes him and makes him shake his hand. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Listen to my voice. Imagine that I'm wearing gloves and you will shake my hand, Howie. Deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. Wide awake. Huge fan, always. I'm wearing gloves now.
He's not.
I want to extend to you. Thank you so much. I have nice gloves on. That would be great, please. All right, appreciate it.
So he's shaking his hand. Thinks his gloves on.
Let your legs become stuck. Your back become stuck.
God.
Go to sleep.
No!
Yeah, you're wrong.
Howie, hear my voice. You'll be alert, aware, and fully refreshed. One, two, and three. Wide awake. Give them a big round of applause. Howie, wide awake. Thank you so much, Howie.
Wow.
So Howie, you know, he looked like he was controlling himself, but inside he seemed freaked out. Yeah.
Yeah. He went backstage and dunked his hand into a 55-gallon drum of Purell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's he sawed off his hand with a hacksaw.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you can't be hypnotized if you don't want to be. You know, you have to be open to it. But I have a friend who's a prominent hypnotherapist, and he does pain management. People do surgery without any, not anesthesia, but pain meds. Mm-hmm. So you can get a guy to shake a hand at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was the real deal, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, if you can get somebody to, you know, have a tooth extracted with no codeine, you could probably get Howie Mandel to shake your hand if you did it right.
I'd rather him bark like a chicken, to be honest with you. You know, if Mark were here, he'd say, it's time to stick both of these ugly feet.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Into the time capsule. There we go. This is the Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday. It's May 27, 2015. Let me quiz you, Gina, Mikey, on this day in 1987, and anyone else who would care to jump in. 1987 on this day, a Rome U2 concert is so loud. See, it's very timely since they're in town here. Rome U2 concert so loud it A, kills fish in a canal, B, sickens fans, C, registers as an earthquake, D, is shut down by la polizia, or E, damages ancient ruins. Ooh. Answer coming very soon. On this date, 1963, in Coventry, England, 11 grammar school students are thrown out for fighting? No. Drugs, drinking, smoking? No. For having Mick Jagger haircuts? The headmaster says they can come back when they look like respectable young men. And speaking of disrespect, this is the day in 1966 that Bob Dylan plays a show at London's Royal Albert Hall. And beforehand, backstage, Bob hosts the Beatles. And reportedly trying to impress Bob, Paul McCartney plays an early version of this.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It is not dying.
Tomorrow never knows. Just a groundbreaking song by the Beatles. And allegedly, Bob laughs, stands up, and says, "Oh, I get it. You don't want to be cute anymore." And walks out.
Whoa.
If that's true, Bob Dylan was kind of a dick, wasn't he? Let's be honest. Well, jump. 35 years ago today, Van Halen is in Rome taping a TV special. David Lee Roth decides to hot dog it by jumping off Alex Van Halen's drum riser. He hits the stage lights with his head. He breaks his nose and suffers a concussion. That is really awful for him. And I'm sorry to hear about it. 21 years ago today, the Eagles kick off their Hell Freezes Over tour at Irvine Meadows, or that's what it's called at the point. The tour is named after Don Henley's response to someone asking in the 80s when the Eagles would reunite when Hell Freezes Over, he says. Mm-hmm. But they play 2.5 hours and give 2 encores, and they end with
Desperado.
Jesse loves that song.
Came to his senses. He'd been out riding fences for so long now. So, Gina, today, and Mike, anyone, today in 1987, a Rome U2 concert so loud it kills fish, sickens fans, registers as an earthquake, is shut down by cops, or ruins the ruins.
I don't want it to be kills fish, so I'm going to say ruins the ruins.
That's what I was going to say. Floyd actually killed the fish.
They did.
Being that I went to a U2 concert last night, I would say sickens the fans, because there were times where I wish they turned it down.
Wow. Jack. Wow, Jackie.
Ungrateful.
No, I love them, but it was just like
a lot of bass.
Yes.
The show is so loud, it triggers earthquake alarms.
What?
First responders show up at the stadium to administer aid. In fact, there's a bootleg out there called Earthquake in Rome, if you want to listen to it. I bet it's as fun to listen to as the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's go and check it out. And go check them out at the Forum if you're so lucky. We're going to dig back into the sound A to Z right now, though, and we're in the letter T. It's Tinman from America. You are listening to Mark in the morning. You know what I want to do? I want to move this song back here in just a second. And while I'm doing it, hit me with a fun fact.
Well, Andy, I'm glad you asked, because did you know that banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour?
Is that right?
So if I'm mad at you and I tell you to go bang your head against the wall, I'm really just saying get healthy.
Well, if this computer keeps acting like that, I'm going to test out your theory.
Hey, did you know that pteranophobia is the fear of being tickled by feathers?
I did not.
And did you know that when hippos are upset, their sweat turns red? These are facts. Says it right here in the title. Fun facts.
It's a fact. Coming up, we've got Todd Donahoe just after 8 o'clock. That's a fact. We've got comedian Joe Coy. More of the sound A to Z. In fact, an interminably long song coming up next from Elton John. Right after these messages on Mark in the Morning.
That's a fact.
Mark in the Morning. I'm Andy Chanley. She is Gina Grad, and we've got some excellent things coming up this morning. We've got a guest in the 8 o'clock hour, Gina's buddy, Joe Coy.
Yeah, super funny comedian and entrepreneur. We'll talk to him about that, too, Mr. Joe Coy. We also have a pair of tickets to see comedian, I think Mark's favorite comedian, Jim Gaffigan, at the Greek Theater. Great comic, great venue. That's on July 25th. Tickets are on sale now. And here's how I think we're going to do that. Since you all are a bunch of jokesters, and we're going to have a jokester in here. We're going to fill up those phone lines, have you tell Joe Coy a joke, and he'll pick the funniest one, and they will go see Jim Gaffigan. So, Jackie, I apologize. God.
Yeah, Jackie.
I'm already full embarrassed.
More than mild. You're soaking in it. This is going to be great. So let me get this straight. We'll have a comedian judging your jokes to go see another comedian.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like a triple mesh of comedianism. 888-696-1003 is the number. Call Jackie. Tell a joke.
But don't do it now. You'll be on hold.
Please don't do it now.
Right,
I know there's going to be people that are going to call right now. Oh, I'm calling for the joke.
Punchlines. No, punchlines. Punchlines are optional.
This will be in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll tell you when.
Meandering
call.
Jokes are really the best ones. Meanwhile, we'll continue with the sound A to Z. It's Elton John, and this is Mark in the Morning. Elton John, Tiny Dancer. Tony Danza. Tiny Dancer, it's a part of the sound A to Z. We're in the letter T, don't you know? And we've got more T songs coming up in just a moment. I'm Andy Chanley. This is Mark in the Morning. Mark not here, but we've got Gina Grad. I'm here to say, Danny, get on the microphone.
I'm here.
And I thought that while Mark was, gone, it also reminds me that Katie is not around. They're probably together somewhere, frolicking.
Gallivanting.
In the fog. And Katie is one of the surprise little flowers that bloomed when Mark in the Morning was planted back in February. And this is something that happened with Katie that made everyone within earshot love her. This is from, I was going to save this, but I want to do it right now. This is from St. Patrick's Day. Just over here, I can see it out the window, Tom Bergen's. We sent her over there.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning when there's a TV station out there as well. Listen in to what happens.
Katie, are you near KTLA?
I am standing. Oh, my God. Okay, so I see him talking. is in the air. I'm going to go up to him in 1 second. Here I go. Hey, listen.
Okay. A crasher. Video killed the radio star.
Yes.
101.3. We love it.
100.3 this
sound. Okay. My boss is going to kill me.
Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. Off camera, I go. I did it. I was on TV. We nailed it. I made it. I'm looking at myself right now. I'm looking at me now, you guys. I'm jumping. I'm excited. I did it. I gave my mission. I got on TV. Oh, man, I yelled into the mic again. I did. I'm sorry.
Katie, it's okay. It was amazing.
I did it. And I gave him a necklace. And he's so cute, too. Sorry,
we saw.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm shaking. I'm running up and down the street.
I see Katie on TV.
What, Jackie?
You can see Katie on TV right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It worked.
Hang on, Katie. We're watching.
Okay, I'm gonna get back in the shot somehow because that's the guy that we interviewed.
Oh, that's Harry.
On TV right now.
Oh, they're talking to Harry. That's Harry
with the apple juice.
Yeah, we need to pay for Harry's cab ride home. Yeah.
All right, good stuff.
Well done, Katie.
All right.
I meant no disrespect. Don't do it again. No, like, okay.
She's
no,
talking to him again.
Really rude.
I meant no disrespect. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thanks. I just don't know why anybody thought it was okay. Thank you. Thank you.
She told her it was really rude and then said thank you.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I just got into so much trouble. No, I'm not kidding. Like, I got into a lot of trouble.
Katie, sweetie, it's okay. Katie.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You did great. You did exactly as you were told, Katie. You did fantastic. Everybody had a fun time.
You killed it.
Katie, it's okay. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Katie, do you mean to tell me somebody had some fun on St. Patrick's Day? How dare we? You did great.
Katie.
Oh, God.
Katie.
It's Katie.
Yeah.
Bear.
I got yelled at. I'm sorry. It was really.
Oh,
no. Sweetie,
she told
listen.
Me that it was not okay and that it was really disrespectful when I had already talked to the guy.
Okay, sweetie, listen. It's okay. Do and not worry about it. You did what I asked you to do.
And
it's okay.
And I told her that I didn't mean any disrespect by it. And she was like, well, it was not okay. I don't know who told you that that was okay, but it was the anchor that told me I could do it.
Okay, listen. It's okay. I want you to calm down. It's
Am
okay.
Am I on the air crying?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I was on the air. I thought you were on
break. Katie, you were amazing.
You were great.
Katie, it was fantastic. You did great. Do not worry. Get yourself together. I love you. You are fantastic at this.
Okay.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Irish jig and
if you had told me that I was if I was on the air, I wouldn't have.
I thought you knew.
Listen.
Yeah, forget that woman. You did fantastic work. Excellent, excellent job.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, I got on TV. People are really mad, but I did what I was told.
You're good to go.
Oh, man, now I cried on the air. I'm embarrassed. I yelled in the mic. I broke rules, and I cried on the air.
Katie,
happy St. Patrick's Day. I look like a dingus.
We're going to send them.
You did everything you were supposed to do, Katie.
A dingus. That's appropriate for the day. Hey. Katie, we'll send them an edible arrangement. Everything's going to be fine.
Hey, Katie.
Okay. Yes.
Katie.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you, Daddy.
Good job.
Thank you. All right, this is Chick on the Street crying and checking out for right now.
Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
You know what it makes me realize? I miss Katie.
Well,
Mark, not so much.
Not so much.
Not as much.
Kate, I mean, they're still among us.
Yeah. Their spirit
is
with us. Wow, they're not dead, you know.
No, they're here.
We've got birthday songs coming up a little later this hour. We're sharing some of the most fun bits from the first third of a year of this program. Man, I feel old. Also, Gina's going to be trending in just a few minutes. We've got Todd Donahoe Sports in a little while, Joe Coy, the great comedians on the way, and of course, more of the Sound A to Z. This is Mark in the Morning. Stick around. We're going to continue with the Sound A to Z on Mark in the Morning, but first, let's see what's trending with Gina Grad.
Attention, fast food lovers. Pizza Hut says that all artificial colors and flavors will be removed from the pizza by the end of July, while Taco Bell says it'll be removing artificial colors, flavors, and also trans fats by the end of the year.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Keira Knightley is a mom. The actress and her husband, James Wrighton, recently welcomed their first child. No word yet if it's a boy or a girl. And here's what's trending in sports. LeBron James has become the first player to make 5 straight NBA finals since Bill Russell. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. And now let's get ready to rock the tease in the Sound A to Z with a little Tired of Waiting for You by The Kinks. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is the Sound A to Z.
Man, I hate soccer.
What is happening right now?
Soccer song.
Oh.
I like the drums.
World Cup theme.
Give me freedom, give me fire, give me reason, take me higher. See the champions, take the field now. Unify us, make us feel proud. In the streets are...
Yeah, all right. So, did you hear that there is controversy, there's scandal in the world of soccer?
I heard a little, but I don't necessarily know why. I know that that they're all being rounded up.
FIFA,
yep.
Which is the sissiest name I've ever heard.
It's a great drag name, the governing, unrelated to what you said.
FIFA. The governing body of international soccer, they have a crisis. At least six of the top officials arrested in Switzerland overnight in connection to a U.S. corruption probe. The arrested officials are awaiting extradition here to the U.S., where they'll be charged with fraud, racketeering, and money laundering.
Oy.
They're accused of at least two decades of corruption, including allegations that they rigged the bidding for the World Cup locations.
Ooh. Is that how it ended up in Russia and Qatar?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
It seemed odd, right? And I didn't even know soccer.
2018, 2022 are going to Russia and Qatar.
Or Qatar.
That's the last two places on the planet I'd like to go. Do you remember when the Olympics were in Russia and they would have
in
Sochi and they had they'd have like 30 apartments.
They had selfies of these poor athletes with like flooded carpets and the ceilings caving in.
Yeah, the only thing that worked was like the shower rings.
Yeah,
it was just unbelievable. Anyway, they're saying that everyone's hoping that they do a revote on who will stage the next two World Cup tournaments, but it's not terribly likely that that's going to happen. But man,
and they were all for what, a conference or I don't know, some sort of gathering. They were all in one hotel in Switzerland, which made them super super easy to round up, I guess, at the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
I wish that I cared more about soccer so I could be more
outraged
by that right there. Coming up in this hour on Mark in the Morning, we're sharing some of the most fun we've had over the last 4 months. It's just flown by.
Yeah.
We're going to look at Gina's birthday. That was,
oh, we are?
I think it's in our birthday songs. Isn't that what we're doing? Isn't that... Is that what the birthday songs are
from? It was all of us.
All of us. So we went back and looked at all of our birthdays.
Birthdays and conception dates.
Yeah, because if it was Gina's birthday, Danny would say, no, that's too soon. We're going to save that for July. Right?
Well, yeah. That didn't have to go on air, Gina. Thank you. My assness hanging out there.
No, you're producing. That was a good thing. I just had to do my impression of it.
All right.
No, it's his assness. Let's just say it.
Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie's mad at you, Danny. We'll deal with this when the mics are hot.
I'd stop them, but I'm just enjoying it too
much. It's really great.
So we've got the birthday songs from our birth years and conception years as well.
Yeah. Jackie liked mine the best, if I recall.
Oh my God, yes.
That's coming up.
Mine
later.
Sucked the most.
I want Danny's and Jackie wanted mine.
Also, at the top of the hour, we're like 35 minutes away from Todd Donahoe telling us what's going on in the world of sports and the arrival of Joe Coy. Funny guy. I was out because I had Sharon telling me I had to take some days off a couple months ago, a month or so ago.
Cool your heels
I'd lose
a little.
Them.
Grab some pine.
So I was, out using the weed whacker and listening to you guys. And Joe Coy was really, really funny. So I'm looking forward to that coming up. And we're out of T.I. songs. We just had Tired of Waiting for You. We're tired of the T.I. songs. We move on. We have one T.N.
T.N.
song.
Oh, yeah.
How about that for
ACDC?
Just gave it away.
Oh,
I quit. Mark in the Morning continues next on the song. Turns out the Japanese government wants its people to take a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The work more culture in Japan is such that even though workers are given more than 18 paid days off a year, most take barely half of that.
Yeah.
Last year, 16% took no vacation at all. Japanese workers, they also spend an average of 173 hours working overtime. About 22.3% of Japanese employees work 50 hours or more each week.
Ooh.
Now, it's getting so bad that last year, 2,500 suicides are blamed on the stress of working too much in Japan. So the government is now stepping in. They have new laws forcing you to take at least 5 days off a year.
So they encourage it by giving you 18, but they enforce it by saying you must take five.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read this. I don't know if it's true, but I did read that it's not looked down upon at all to fall asleep at work in Japan, because that means you're working so hard you just can't keep your eyes open.
Oh, see,
so
take I like that.
A little snooze.
It's like when in North Korea, when the dear leader comes by and you just can't hold it together.
Yeah.
You start crying,
exactly.
Weeping openly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. Is this what Sharon was doing when she forced me to take some days off we were talking about
a
little bit
ago? She was acting like the Japanese government?
No, she was trying to keep me from killing myself?
Oh, maybe. We should put those nets outside the window. Yeah, that's more likely.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, coming up in just a couple of minutes, another bit from the last 4 months of Mark in the Morning, our songs, the songs to which we were
conceived.
Ostensibly conceived.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my parents weren't listening to the song you're going to hear when that happened.
I hope mine were.
We've got comedian Joe Coy, Todd Donahoe Sports in 13 minutes, but let's continue with the sound A to Z right now. And the Markless in the Morning. Mark's back next week, but right now we're doing TNT. It is AC/DC on the sound A to Z. And this is Mark in the Morning.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
Dig it.
And the hills, the greenest green in Seattle.
Oh, in Seattle. In Seattle, Seahawk fans... A lot of people complain, this is from CNN, about how overpaid their favorite football players are. Mm-hmm. But some Seahawks fans are actually trying to raise more money for their star quarterback, Russell Wilson. He helped take Seattle to the last two Super Bowls, but he'll be a free agent after this season. And fans are worried they won't be able to pay him enough to stay because of the salary cap. So one fan started a crowdfunding campaign on GoFundMe to try to raise at least $5 million to keep Russell Wilson in Seattle. Now, they've had him for $3 million for a four-year rookie contract, but now they think that he might get over $110 million, which is what Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers got recently. And the problem is, Seattle may not be able to offer him the kind of money because of the salary cap that limits how much he can pay players. Also, we don't know yet whether the league is going to let him get the money.
Yeah.
Because think about that. It's like super PACs. You could
have
a football team super PAC where let's just raise $50 million of, you know, money.
We're just fans.
Give it to Peyton Manning and keep him here, for, you know, interminably.
Yep.
So they could pay him a dollar and the fans can make up the difference.
Right, which is disgusting. As the Italians say, basta. As the Jews say, dienu. As the rest of us say, enough, okay? Enough with the crowdfunding and the crowdsourcing.
I was trying to figure out if I needed to hit the dump button on any of that.
Let's just all do our jobs for the paychecks we're given and stop asking for money or accepting money from fans.
Speaking of fans, hardcore fans, this is from Auburn, Massachusetts. It's an obituary. In the Telegram, Patricia M. Shong, wait for it, 72, of Auburn, died Monday, May 18th, in the Life Care Center of Auburn, surrounded by her loving family. She was the beloved wife of Leroy Shong, cherished mother of so on and so forth and so on and so forth. Skipping down a few paragraphs, Patricia enjoyed scrapbooking, cross-stitching, pixel art, knitting, and crocheting. Huh. She relished weekly card night with ladies. She was known for being an avid reader. She especially loved spending time with her family. She would also like us to set the record straight for her. Brady is innocent.
Wow. What?
In her obituary.
Wait. Huh? Out of all of her life's achievements, she wanted to give a couple of lines to that.
She wanted to set the record straight about Tom Brady. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, there you go.
Who are we to argue with the deceased?
So he's innocent. By the way, relatives and friends can pay a visit to Patricia's family 6 to 8 p.m. at the Britton Wallace Funeral Home, if you're interested.
Thank you, Andy.
And this just came across the wire overnight. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has apologized now. He's gotten criticism over an insensitive tweet that he fired off about the deadly flooding in Houston.
Oh, no.
So yesterday, Colin Kaepernick, 49ers quarterback, he posts a picture of flood-ravaged Houston. You know, people have died. Like, 14 people have died in the floods 17. From Oklahoma to, yeah, 17 now.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he posts this picture of these floods on Twitter and Instagram with the message, "I warned you, the storm's coming, Houston." Oh. Talking about the 49ers' August 15th preseason game against the Texans in Houston. He got immediate backlash and posted, "No disrespect intended, prayers up." And then he followed it up with a statement a little later that said, "I'm so sorry about my insensitive post earlier today. I didn't fully understand how many people are struggling in Houston right now, and I feel horrible. My prayers are with everyone there."
I believe it. You know, first of all, I think that in general, the fun police are always making everybody feel bad for no reason. You tweet something stupid, you're sorry, get over it. But use your brain. All you have to do is Google Texas flood, and the first thing that will pop up
Stevie
is
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
The second thing that will pop up are that people have lost their lives, lost their homes. You didn't have to do a lot of research to figure that out.
Exactly. Oh, I don't think Colin Kaepernick's the kind of guy that does a lot of research, though. This is an individual who, after he scores a touchdown, after he throws a touchdown pass, will kneel down and kiss his right bicep.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. As if to say, "Way to go, bicep. You did so good on that pass. I could kiss you. I could just, I'm going to kiss you. I'm coming in for a kiss."
Wait, I like him now. That's amazing.
Now nah, we've converted you. That's all it took.
Oh, God.
So in,
oh,
I
man.
I could just kiss you, bicep. Deltoid, you let me down. Bicep, I could kiss you.
Sounds like you've done that before, Andy.
Hey, yeah. Look over there, pectoral. All right, before this goes on any further, we've got birthday songs in just a couple of moments. You'll love it. And also, we're going to hear from Todd Donahoe. Real sports coming up in 20 minutes or so. In the meantime, it is the sound A to Z. It's time we get into the T.O. songs. Not Terrell Owens. Tom Sawyer. It's Rush on the sound A to Z on Mark in the Morning. Rush. Tom Sawyer, Mark in the Morning, and we're doing the sound A to Z. It won't finish up until sometime this evening, is our guess. Lay your wagers, friends. But should be sometime. I'm guessing it'll be after Julie Slater's gone. So enjoy it all day long. One more day of the sound A to Z. Mark is on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. And in the meantime, I'm Andy Chanley. Got Gina Grad here. Danny Mizrahi's in the other room. Jackie's doing something. I don't know. And Mikey's in the other room. But we have a contest going on.
Yes.
And if you're about to go into school, you might want to tap your choir director on the shoulder and hip him to this.
You are listening to WKYC.
My bad, dude. My bad.
You are a wild child. You've got a lot of smooth. And you got a lot of cool. You're alive. You're alert. You're a guest. You are listening to WKYC. You have a masterclass.
You never need to apologize for that, sir.
And it's I need to say right off the bat that it can be about 48 seconds shorter, the choirs that are going to do this. Here's what
Jingles
you're going
to
do.
Are what we're trying to
yes.
do.
Yes. You just need to go to thesoundla.com, markinthemorning.com, click on the big picture that said, "Sing on stage with Foreigner," and here's how you do it. You and your high school choir write an original jingle for Mark in the Morning, and it can literally be Mark in the Morning, or whatever you want. Ba 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 ba. Mark in the Morning. Whatever you want. I'm not going to give you all your ideas.
How else could it go?
Ba 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 ba. Mark in the Morning. It doesn't matter. But my point is, it doesn't have to be 3 minutes.
Okay.
And you just go and upload that to YouTube. Submit the link right there on the page, either on the Sound LA or Mark in the Morning, and that's that. So a couple choirs will be chosen on June 3rd. You'll come in, you'll sing a song, you'll have celebrity judges helping you out. And if you win, you will sing on stage live with Foreigner in Irvine on August 27th.
I hope it's a cool thing, too, where you get to wear, like, angel wings or something up there.
Oh, yeah, I like
you
that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, like you're in a Madonna video.
And glitter?
Yeah.
Wait, did you just say, like, you were in a Madonna video?
Yeah.
I don't know you anymore.
Who are you? How can the jingle go one more time?
Mark! Mark in the morning!
I wish we could enter this contest.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly how it should go. Feel free to steal that idea.
You really can.
Seems like a waste of resources, but feel free to steal it. We've got more of the Sound A to Z, Todd Donahoe, in mere moments, as well as the arrival of very funny comedian Joe Coy on Mark in the Morning. But first, we've been sharing some of the more enjoyable moments that we've had in the last third of a year on this show, the first third of a year. And this was... when we decided to go back and look at birthday songs, songs from the year you were born, songs these were number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The
when you were born,
when we were born, and when you were conceived,
yeah,
ostensibly. Yeah. So have a listen to this.
So we're going to start with the youngest. This again is a website. Jackie is the one that brought this in. We're going to start with Jackie. We're going to hear the song that was number one. Are we going to hear conceived first, Danny?
However you guys want it. Doesn't really matter. You
can I just say something? Can I just say something? Someone emailed me this, and it was our listener, Linda, so I don't want to take credit.
But, Jackie, it was you. I asked everybody, what could I do? You said, to ask yourself, what can I do to make the show better? And a listener sent this to you, and you, sitting there thinking, this can make the show better. I'm going to contribute. So I give you credit for bringing this mastery to this program.
All right, I'll accept.
It doesn't happen very often. Take the praise.
It's fun. It's fun.
All right, Danny, let's do conceived and then born.
All right.
This song was number one when Jackie was conceived.
Was it something I said or something? Did my words not come out right?
Sing it, Gina.
Now I tried not to hurt you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie's parents.
You like this, Jackie?
No.
Get it, Mr. and Mrs. Delgado.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, this song's amazing.
All right.
Every cowboy.
So, Danny, how much time in between do you need to get the song ready?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. We had some good banter.
So, on the day that Jackie slid from her mama.
Man. I'm sorry, Mom.
This song was number one.
October 5th, 89. Garbage.
Millie Vanilli, this is so embarrassing.
Will you double down on the humiliation?
Oh, my gosh.
This is awful. I've never heard this.
This is Drek.
Drek.
Good Lord.
It's awful.
All right.
You know what this sounds like? That sounds like the music when you watch the Weather Channel. You say, Tulsa, sunny and 45.
Totally.
Wow. All right, so we move to Danny. Danny is the next in line as far as age is concerned. So, Danny, this is the song that was number one on the day that Daniel was conceived. Wow.
Sing it.
You give me hope to carry on. You light up my day.
Okay.
Wow.
I love that song.
Let me guess. It was still number one when you were born.
No, no, no.
And this is the song that was number one on the day that Danny was born.
August
19, 1978. You once.
Wow.
3 times a lady.
Aw. So poetic.
It's
a nice song.
And I love you.
It's a good song.
Do you think your dad was singing this to your mom while she was getting an epidural?
Yes,
I've heard my dad sing this.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Twice.
All right, so we move to Gina. Gina's the next in line. This song was number one when Gina was when Gina's family were knocking boots. This song was probably playing on the radio.
Steve Grad was listening to.
Yeah.
How?
Good stuff.
And on the day that Gina was born,
May 1st.
All right, here
Labor
we go.
Labor music.
Oh, wow. My God.
I don't get it.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Double dose.
Gina and I are 4 months apart. How does she get great music and I get garbage?
Wait, let's let this roll a little bit.
All right.
Awesome.
Now, by the way, we are just moments away from the Hall of Fame trivia game, so stand by for the call for that. Now we move to Andrew.
Can I just say, so far, the music has noticeably gotten better the further we go back in time.
So on the day that Andy was conceived, this song was playing number one somewhere.
Wow. To Sir With Love?
Wow. Lulu.
Lulu.
That's awesome. I'm Sydney Poitier.
You went from crayons to perfume.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
And on the day that Andy was born, this song was number one.
This is good.
Yeah.
Isn't this tequila?
Grazing in the grass.
Grazing in the grass.
I can see you being conceived to this one and born to the other one.
All right.
Wow.
Let's move to the old guy.
Guess. It was Edison. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow.
On the day that I was conceived, and quite literally based on what I saw growing up, I don't think they got together that often. So on the day that I was conceived, this song was number one. Jesus.
Sincerely. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
sincerely.
This is so sweet.
Jesus, it's like the Andrew Sisters. My God.
That's malt shop music.
God. All right. And on the day that I was born, December 1st, 1955, this song was number one.
People say a man is made out of mud. A cold man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
Wow.
What do you get?
Jesus.
Day older and deeper.
I feel like a rock.
Peter, don't take Tennessee.
I can't Tennessee Ernie Ford.
I owe my soul.
Hey, Danny, great job on all that. Remain where you are. It is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
You are listening to Mark in the Morning, and it's The Sound A to Z. Too many people there from the Ram album, the first one with Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney. Too many people. We're in the T-O-O songs, and we've got not two, but one left of the two songs in just a couple of moments here as we continue in the letter T. Joe Coy is in the house.
Woo!
He's a funny, funny man.
He went to get a snack. He didn't get
toggy wafers?
Wafers. No, he got a healthier choice.
Don't you love when someone offers you something else and then you go and get something else?
I do, because nobody tells me what snacks to eat.
Did he take
toggy
my dollar?
Wafers, and I was like, Lay's chips? No problem. Thanks for treating.
Yeah, totally.
Did he take my dollar?
No, I mean,
then I want it back.
He still can.
You can't have it.
No, because I'm going to get more toggy wafers. Because I thought.
You can only have this dollar if you get the snack that Andy chooses.
That's right.
I don't even know why he suggested toggy wafers. There's so many other good things in there.
He loves
you know,
toggy
this
wafers.
Is my house. It's like if you come over to my house and I offer you some saltines with some cheese on it.
No.
Yeah.
And you say,
well,
where are the
you would
pickles?
Offer that.
Yeah, where are the pickles?
That is exactly what I would say. Where are the pickles?
I bet you if I went to your pantry, there would be a bunch of things no one wants in it.
Some kippered snacks.
Hey, man, you want some sunflower seed bread?
It's funny because it's probably true.
It's true.
You don't know my pantry.
He does.
Oh, we do know. I already know, and I'm not even there yet.
It's true.
Joe Coy is with us. He'll be here for the rest of the hour. also, we've got more of the Sound A to Z coming up. But right now, we've got, hopefully, Todd Donahoe on the
line. Hey, Joe,
do
you want some cucumber juice? Freshly made.
Todd. Hey, great morning to you guys.
There you
Howdy.
Are.
I think we're at the point right now where we can safely say that even though LeBron James was not the MVP this year in the NBA, and that was Steph Curry, But he's the best player in the NBA today. And how does he get his team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, to the NBA Finals? They won last night by 30 points over Atlanta. Sweep Atlanta, go 4-0. They're now in the NBA Finals. But listen to the lineup that LeBron James plays with. Now, don't forget, Kevin Love injured himself early in the playoffs, and he's a great player, but he's out. I mean, he was the other star. So here are the other starters for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Timofey Mozgov, Tristan Thompson, Kyrie Irving. Now, he's a former, you know, number one, a top draft pick guy, and Ian Shumpert.
Ian Shumpert. Then who's washing my car?
And so that's what I'm saying. That's the starting lineup for a team that is in the NBA Finals.
Wow.
And it really speaks to how good LeBron James is. And listen, here are the top three guys that come off the bench. James Jones. I mean, who is this guy? J.R. Smith and Matthew Dellavedova. I mean, can you believe this team is in the NBA Finals? But they are. And they will play the winner of the Houston-Golden State Series. Game 5 is tonight. Golden State leads that series 3-1. In the NHL, there will be a seventh game for the Eastern Conference Finals because the Rangers beat Tampa Bay 7-3. And, of course, the big game tonight, the Ducks at Chicago, Game 6. Ducks can wrap it up and move on to the Stanley Cup Finals with a win because they are up 3-2. If they lose tonight, Game 7 will be Saturday in Anaheim. Remember just yesterday, and we've been pondering this, gee, what's with Clayton Kershaw? You know, a 2-3 record, 4.32 ERA. Well, he quickly looked like Clayton Kershaw of years past last night against the Braves as the Dodgers won 8-0. Kershaw, 7 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 10 strikeouts, no walks, even had a base hit and RBI. So Kershaw is back
right
in his old form.
Right, yeah, at the
well,
ship, yeah.
At least he was last night. Maybe that's the, you know, the beginning of the rest of the season. But the Dodgers did pull off a trade. In fact, they traded Juan Uribe and Chris Withrow to the Braves for Alberto Callespin, pitchers Eric Stoltz, Ian Thomas, and Juan Jaime. And what's amazing about this trade, of course, is the Braves are in town. So all those guys have to do is switch clubhouses at Dodger Stadium. They don't have to fly anywhere. It's just kind of like, no, move your locker from here.
How weird
is that?
Over there.
Isn't that
icky?
So Juan Uribe, who was very emotional when he found out he was traded last night, I mean, basically his locker is cleaned out and they just move it, you know, and if you, the clubhouse is in Dodger Stadium or, you know, in a sense behind the dugouts there's a little hallway that kind of connects the two. So they just walk down to the next hallway.
Doesn't even get the frequent flyer miles. It's not cool.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, here's Juan Uribe. He'll now come out to Dodger Stadium where he's been playing the last few years and he'll be in a different uniform, and he'll be in the different dugout. So, weird thing. That'll be tonight. And the Angels lose 4-0 to the Padres. Matt Kemp, a 3-run double in the 10th inning as the Padres beat the Angels 4-0. Remember we talked about Chris Bryant, the Cubs' star rookie player at the beginning of the season. We said, keep your eyes on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 463-foot home run at Wrigley Field last night.
Wow.
Yeah. They've got now, if you know, they're in at Wrigley. Beyond the left field bleachers is Waveland Avenue. Beyond the right field bleachers is Sheffield. Well, they've done new bleachers, and they put up a huge video scoreboard in left center field, and he hit that scoreboard. I mean, you know, way up on it, just as a heck of a blast.
That's usually the first sign of steroids.
Well,
where's that ball? It's on the moon.
In the case of last night.
Steroids.
In the case of last night, it was also the first sign of the wind was blowing out at Wrigley Field. So you got to look at it that way. Andy, I heard you mentioning earlier today, and it's true, the FIFA, which is the organizing committee that oversees World Cup soccer and international soccer.
Or a drag queen.
But 14 indicted, 7 arrested, and they'll be extradited to the U.S. and face federal corruption charges. They say generations of corruption, kickbacks, bribes, fraud, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with where they award the World Cup sites. You know what I mean? You take a bribe, and your country is awarded the World Cup, which, of course, has tremendous financial impact in each country. Well, and, of course,
Crime just kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, look where the next two World Cups are, and this is a, you know, point of contention.
Mm-hmm.
2018, Russia. 2022, Qatar. Now, do you know how hot it's going to be playing the World Cup in Qatar in the summertime? And how could – but they did it, and you can only imagine that I'm sure those guys probably took some pride to get those.
The guys from the FIFA commission will be in some place even hotter. So do you think they'll revote, or you think it's going to go?
The deal. The election of – no, no. I think right now it's going to stay in Russia. It takes a while to get a mm-hmm. nation up to speed to get facilities built and everything else
That didn't matter in Sochi. They didn't try to get anything up to speed.
Well, they tried. Okay, now you know the yellow water may not have succeeded, but they tried. Okay, but anyway, 2018 in Russia, 2022 in Qatar, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. I mean, I guess they could change things. By the way, they vote for a new president in 2 days. FIFA has their own election for president, and the current president, Sepp Blatter, was not among those who was arrested or indicted. But he is still somewhat, I think, implicated by many people. But we'll see what happens there. And one other note, NFL news. Ryan Tannehill, the Miami Dolphins quarterback, got a four-year contract that pays him $19.25 million a year. And, of course, everybody's saying, well, if he's getting that, what is Andrew Luck going to get when his contract comes up at the end of the season? Also, Cam Newton and Russell Wilson.
Right.
I mean, these three contracts of these players are coming up. And, they've gotten teams to playoffs and obviously even into Super Bowl and winning one for Russell Wilson. But how much money are – they say the price of the quarterback is just going to escalate big time in the next few years.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Here's a quick fantasy football tip. Ryan Tannehill is not a bad quarterback to take. Look at the wide receivers that he's got to throw to this year. Yeah. He's got like five legitimate threats on the field at any given point in time. So
the other thing I always look at when you say let's pick a quarterback for your fantasy football, also look, do they run the ball that much? If they don't have a very good running back, chances are the quarterback's going to get a lot of yards because they're not going to run the football. So you always have to look at that, too.
It's true. Hey, who makes your job possible?
Hey, it's the good people at Frontier Toyota. Prius, Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, Tundras. Bring in your best pricing and mention the sound and see what Frontier Toyota will do for you. FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, thank you, brother. We will talk to you again tomorrow at the same time. And a little bit later this hour, we'll continue with the Sound A to Z, actually, in just a couple of moments here. Plus, a moment or two from the last third of a year of this program, we're going to embarrass ourselves in front of Joe Coy,
who
stopped by. And we've got Jim Gaffigan tickets. If you heard Gina set this up earlier, you can win.
But Joe hasn't.
We have some tickets to see Jim Gaffigan.
Nice.
And you're going to be the judge of our listeners' jokes. The best joke, as judged by you, will go see him.
A professional comedian.
So, once again, amateur comedians will tell a professional comedian a joke to get to go see another professional comedian.
Ah, yes.
It's a Gordian knot of humor, and it continues in moments. This is Mark in the Morning. It is Mark in the Morning. Mark's not here this week, but Joe Coy's here this morning.
Yay!
And we're going to continue with the Sound A to Z in just a second. But first, Gina is going to trend for us.
Well, Taylor Swift is the youngest woman on the Forbes 100 Most Powerful Women list. The singer comes in at number 64. The trailer for the new Point Break remake is out. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's kind of awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah, though many may miss Keanu and Patrick. I have to tell you, it looks pretty good.
Who's the replacement for Swayze?
Nobody you've heard of.
Oh, really?
Nobody I've heard of. I might get in a lot of trouble for that. Nobody I've heard of.
Keanu with the cameo or no?
I doubt it. How great would that be?
That would be so sick.
He's not coming back.
Hey, bros, that's my line.
Head over to markinthemorning.com or the Mark in the Morning Facebook page. Check out the trailer. Judge for yourself. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. And now we continue in the Sound A to Z with Styx. Too much time on my hands. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is the Sound A to Z.
I love the way that ends. Mark in the Morning, and also the Sound A to Z, Too Much Time on My Hands. That's the last of the two songs. We only had two of them. And we've got a guest in the studio.
You know the cool thing about that sound effect?
What?
Is that was the real thing. Like, it was actually the bell or an alarm.
It was an alarm clock.
It wasn't GarageBand where you select that sound.
It wasn't an app.
Like, they were like, hey, bro, I got this bell. I swear to God, it would sound good at the end of this song.
Trust me.
Let me just unscrew it out of the wall real quick.
Now, Joe, you've probably been thinking about this for a while because you are a Styx fan, yes?
Well, I hate using this line, but every Filipino That's the cheesy music that we listen to.
Wait,
Styx,
what?
ABBA.
Wait, this is a Filipino thing?
Yeah.
And we should, in case you're not catching on, Joe, you are Filipino.
I'm half Filipino, right. Half white, and which means my dad was in the military. I say that all the time. My dad was a soldier, is what my mom called him. He's a soldier.
So your mom, real into
Styx. Oh, no. She loves Styx.
She still calls him that to this day, right?
Oh, he's a soldier.
Wow.
Hey, passport.
You know what's interesting? I had when
his
I think
his first name's Jack, his last name's America.
When I think of that music, yeah. I do think of my college roommates from from Pakistan.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they had mixtapes of Creedence Clearwater Revival,
of course.
And Peter Frampton.
Yeah,
I like their taste.
And Styx and that kind of thing, and Dire Straits.
Yeah,
those were the bands that they absolutely loved.
Of course.
And I was wondering why it was those bands. None of them had Boston tapes, Cheap Trick, or
no,
anything like that.
No.
Was it that there was a little bit of a lag getting the current stuff?
No, they got all the current stuff.
I think
the cheese factor.
I think
it's a little bit of the cheese they love.
Yesterday on the time capsule, I was saying it wasn't until 1994 that Singapore lifted the ban on the Beatles, Bob Dylan, CCR in Chicago.
Oh, it's relatively new phenomenon.
Can you believe that? All right, we'll listen to it. That's what the government said. All right, let's listen to it. Whatever.
So
pay the Beatle, whatever. We need more stick. That's what we're about in Singapore. Chopstick, stick.
Right.
We need Beato. Do you want Beato? You want to eat Beato? You want to use sticks? That's what we use here.
Andy,
sticks.
This is what you missed last time.
That's what they said in Singapore.
All
right, lift up there. Well, listen to Beato finally. Whatever. It's more stick.
Yeah, more stick.
One thing about China. One thing about Singapore, we love our stick.
Yeah.
We've got more.
We're going to get so many phone calls right now.
Yep.
Yeah. We have to make a donation to somebody.
My mom's foundation.
Hey, another one of those bands that made it to Southeast Asia, The Doors.
Oh.
Coming up. They made it.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No.
Doors. Finally, we'll kick doors over here. Kicking down doors. Karate kick doors.
Yeah.
We've got them coming up next on the sound.
You know what my mom's a big fan of?
What?
Air Supply.
Stop.
Oh. Really?
Oh. She's still got her Air Supply
shirt.
Does
she sing along to Air Supply?
Of course she. Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Those songs I don't remember. It's ABBA that I really remember.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right.
Oh, listen to that.
Sing it.
Yeah, this is the big one.
Really love. I'm all out of love.
Oh.
I'm so lost without you.
My mom will mess this song up. Because it's not even love, it's love.
Love.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
But it's the feeling.
It's the feeling.
There's a lot of feeling.
Are we going to hear more Mrs. Coy after the break?
Yeah, after this break, maybe we can hear more from Mrs. Coy. Also, if you have a joke...
Yeah.
For Joe. This is how you're going to win the Jim Gaffigan
Not for
tickets.
Me. I don't want it.
He's going to judge,
I
though.
Use it back.
Hey, man, I got a joke for you.
He's the arbiter. So call us with your joke. And if there's a punchline, great. If not, just tell it slower. Jackie will love it. 888-696-1003 is the number. Call for that. We'll do that in about 15 minutes or so. And of course, more of the Sound A to Z. You're listening to Mark in the Morning. Stronger Than Dirt. It's The Doors and Touch Me. We're doing the Sound A to Z. We're out of the T.O. songs into the T.R. songs in just a bit.
That song just made it to Singapore today.
Joe Coy.
Today we get The Doors.
That's why we played it.
The Clash is coming up.
Oh, The Crash.
No.
The Praying Crash.
It's The Clash.
Is that the song you talk about?
Nope, The Clash.
The Crash.
Definitely
that's
The Clash.
That's why it's not here.
Have you heard this piece of news? Pope Francis just announced that he hasn't watched TV in 25 years.
Huh.
He hasn't watched a single show in 25 years, so he's missed out on, speaking of missing out on music, he's missed out on
Home Improvement.
Friends.
Man, he missed out on Tim Allen for sure.
He didn't see any of The Sopranos, which
oh,
you think.
Oh, that's a travesty.
He's living in Italy now. Yeah. I mean,
that's a travesty.
Hasn't seen any of that stuff.
How can there not be a TV at the Vatican?
Well,
it's got to be made out of solid gold for sure.
Here they get no reception. Here's my question.
Solid gold Trinitron.
Is he really someone who hasn't watched TV in 25 years? Or is he like the rest of us who say, I don't have a TV. We just watch everything on our computers.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah.
Here's a guy who has a Harley Davidson.
What?
Yeah. The Pope rides a Harley Davidson.
Yeah, he rides a Harley.
Huh?
Yeah, he's the coolest.
He's a hip Pope.
This is
really
the first time hearing of that.
Oh, yeah.
He also wears J's, Jordans.
What?
Okay,
what?
That part I made up. But I mean, imagine if he did. So cool.
That's so great. Speaking of so great, can I tell you a little piece of news about Joe Coy?
Yes.
He may or may not, but definitely is, doing a couple shows in Ontario in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
In our Ontario, not the,
yeah,
our neighbors
not
to the
in
north.
Canada. No.
Yeah, okay. June 19th and 20th, and then the next weekend, the 26th and 27th.
Yes. Nice. Inland Empire.
Inland Empire. And yeah. where is it?
It's in that mall, that right there, you know where
Ontario
the 15
Mills?
And the 210 meet, like right around that area, or the 10 and the 15 meet.
Sounds
right
like you're doing a car dealership commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the 10 and the 15 meet.
Yeah.
RVs! Miles of RVs!
Get your comedy. It's going to be amazing.
So you can still buy
Ontario,
tickets.
I always do like 10 shows there.
How?
Straight.
Wait, so how do people find it? Because I'm not sending them to your website.
It's just go to improv.com/Ontario.
Okay, great. So those shows are coming up June 19th and 20th and the next weekend, 26th and 27th. And by the way, if you're in Vegas and you're a little hungry, Joe Coy may or may not have opened a restaurant.
I bought a restaurant.
Can you say that again, Gina?
Joe Coy may or may not have opened a restaurant.
Isn't that funny?
What?
Isn't that cute?
What's it's Yoji.
Yoji, yes.
Yoji.
That's the name of it? How do you spell it?
Y-O-J-I-E.
Yoji.
Japanese fondue.
So what's that mean? It's what do you dip it in?
Thinly
in cheese?
Sliced meat, no, and then we you get a broth that sits in front of a burner that's right in front of your station, and then you cook the meat yourself, and we provide you the sauces that we create, and you know, with a bowl of rice and some vegetables. It's amazing.
Oh, so you have different sauces that you...
Oh, yeah.
Piping hot.
Oh, it's amazing. You would love it.
So
and when you guys come,
good.
Yoji, it's on 9440 West Sahara in Las Vegas. So
how long
go,
has
check
it been
it
open?
Out. Just 2 weeks and it's been killing.
Oh my God.
It's
you,
so beautiful.
You
go to
opened
my,
a
go
restaurant.
To my, go to my Instagram, Joe Coy, J-O-K-O-Y, and just check out some of the pictures and some of the people that have eaten there. It's pretty amazing. My son, can I just make one suggestion?
Sure.
My son's been into architecture since he was like seven or whatever. It's the weirdest thing. And I really go to him because I'm designing my house and he's helping me like
oh,
pick
nice.
Stuff and patterns.
That's
and
cool.
I listen to him. With my restaurant, he goes, Dad, make sure... When you build your place that people can charge their phone everywhere they sit.
Genius.
Smart.
And I called my contractor. I go, how much does it cost to put a USB port in, underneath every station? And then he told me the price. I go ahead, it's worth it. And now every time everyone comes, they look underneath.
What?
And they're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Joe. Aww.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my son's
genius.
Idea. And then my son goes, hey, Dad, don't be... I hope this doesn't hurt business. But he goes, Dad, don't be that restaurant that goes, we don't have Coke, we only serve Pepsi. And I go, well, what do you want me to do? He goes, serve Coke. No one drinks Pepsi, Dad.
Little drill sergeant.
Yeah, and I
He's
and he was
kid.
Right.
Yeah, people
Let me see.
And I went and bought Coke.
Hold
so.
On. Let's look at the next spot break. No, we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No Pepsi ads in the next.
Please come. I will take care of everybody here on the staff. Danny, are you there?
I'm there.
I'm hearing.
Yeah,
so Yoji in Nevada, in
yes.
Las Vegas.
Yes.
And shows coming up in Ontario Mills, and you can just go to the Improv and get those tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Joe's going to stick around because coming up in a few minutes here, we have a chance for you to win tickets to see Jim Gaffigan.
Yo, he's so funny.
He's so funny.
And he's the nicest guy in the world.
Is he?
So he deserves everything.
Oh, my
awesome.
God.
Everything
Mark's,
that happens in his life, he deserves it. He's such a nice guy.
Mark was the first one to play for me the Waffle House thing.
Yep. It's a good
I almost,
one.
I peed myself.
Oh, that's every bit he does, you almost pee yourself.
He's
so
very good. Heavily food-based comedian.
Yeah.
Loves
yeah.
to talk about food.
And Homebirth.
And family.
Laura loved the Homebirth thing he did. Anyway, he's got a show coming up, and you can win tickets to it. But you have to tell a joke to get through. And we're gonna fill the phone lines.
We have a professional joke judge.
That's me. Joe. You know the cool thing? This is kind of cool that I'm doing this to help promote them. We had the same director shoot our specials.
Oh, nice. Oh, really? Well, there you go. Yeah. Kindred spirits.
So, isn't that great?
Yeah. All right. So Joe's going to decide whether or not your joke is good. We'd already had to make it past Jackie. We're going to do that. And we're going to continue with the sound A to Z with the crash in moments on Mark.
Crash.
You're not allowed to say it, Andrew.
Crash and burn.
My name is Chan Lee.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Chan Lee.
There it goes. You better get to the song.
Mark, hurry up and play some more Crash.
Mark in the Morning continues next. Mark in the Morning continues. Mark is out. He's going to be back on Monday. He's vacationing, getting some penicillin treatments south of the border.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, now's the time to call 888-696-1003 if you have a joke, because we've got Jim Gaffigan tickets in a moment. We're going to have you tell them on the air. And
to Joe.
Joe Coy will be the judge of these, and tell us whether they're good or not.
And can someone funny call, please?
Oh my gosh.
Jackie Burns.
This is going to be harder than you thought.
Jackie says no jokes have been submitted.
Well, there's
no, she
one
just
joke.
Like any of the jokes.
I like one joke, and that's it.
All right.
That's
can't wait.
Well, there's the winner.
Makes our job a lot easier, doesn't it?
Okay, so hard to judge.
While you're dialing with something funny. We've got to move along with the sound A to Z. We're in the T section. Would you like to introduce this one?
What's the name, Joe, of the song?
It's Train in Vain.
Train in Vain. Hey, you, everybody, listen to Singapore's number one radio station, 100.449. This is Train in Vain, the Crash!
Mark in the Morning.
It must be hard. It must be crisp.
I just felt like Mark should be in this hour somewhere. I know he's here in spirit. Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound. And also the Sound A to Z in progress. You just heard The Clash. We'll continue in just a few moments. But right now, we have to go to the phones because we have Jim Gaffigan tickets. It was a great comedian. We've got a great comedian in here, Joe Coy. And he is going to judge your joke to decide who gets the tickets for Jim Gaffigan. Gina, are you going to help me keep track of of everybody?
I'm going to write this all down.
And Jackie, you're going to bring people up on the phones. You're going to engage the calls.
I am, but all I have to tell you,
there's nothing.
Confidence is low.
My confidence is low, and I pretty much took anyone who called first in fear that I might not have anyone. So this is what we've got. Okay.
Okay,
so
great.
We're going to start with...
Unapologetic.
Yeah. So go ahead and turn off the radio now, is what she said.
Yeah. No. So we've got Roger from Riverside.
All right, here we go. Right.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You got a joke for Joe?
Yeah, I got a short, quick one real quick.
All right.
You ready, Joe?
Yes, sir.
What do hurricanes and women have in common?
What is it, sir?
Oh, boy.
What
well...
is it?
They're both wet and wild in the beginning, and in the end, they end up taking your house and your car with them.
I like that.
It was better than I thought it was going to end up. All right.
That is kind of funny, actually.
It wasn't bad. Joe, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, you knew it was coming.
I thought it was going to be much more ball.
I want to hear you lol.
Yeah, really low.
Lol.
All right,
lol. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
Lol.
Hello, good morning.
All right, so stay on a hold. Who's next, Jackie?
We have Lawrence from LA.
Oh, this one's going to be funny. Lawrence is always funny. Every Lawrence I know is always funny.
He's a hoot.
For sure.
Lawrence, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic.
I take it back.
You have a joke for Joe. Go ahead.
So have you all heard of the organization PETA?
Yep.
Yes.
I was wondering if anybody there has ever killed two birds with one stone.
Really?
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, you just made that up. That's why I'm laughing.
Wait, for real, Lawrence. While you were waiting on hold, did you come up with that?
No. But in the same amount of time, at one point, I did come up with that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I knew it was a DIY.
It's a refurbish.
Do it yourself,
Joe. Yeah. Do you get it?
I have longer jokes, but I don't think I have time on the radio.
No, okay, you then you don't.
I know we don't. Stay on hold.
Said you're out of time.
Stay on hold, Lawrence. Who's next, Jackie?
We have Kathy from North Hollywood.
Okay. North Hollywood, represent. How you doing, Kathy?
Good, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. You have a joke for Joe for the Jim Gaffigan tickets?
Yes, I do.
All right, lay it on.
All right, there's a man at the bar, and he's coming out of the restroom, and a lady stops him, and she says, "Sir, I'm sorry, but you left your garage door open." He says, "Oh, yeah, you checking out my Harley?" And she says, "No, but I did see your moped with the two flat tires."
Oh, wait, that was funny.
Where did that
Jackie,
go?
Jackie, Jackie,
I thought you were screening these.
You might have to explain that joke to me.
What?
Like, what happened? What don't you get?
What do you get?
I get
hello?
Wait, so Danny, if you,
wait,
can
Jackie,
you explain
what,
it to me.
What? You do know what a joke is, right?
I this is the joke I thought was funny.
I literally, Jackie! And I don't say this very often, I literally don't get it.
Yeah.
But hold on the
line.
You
got the two birds with one stone joke, but you didn't get this?
No, I didn't get that either.
I didn't get that
You
one.
Left your zipper down, a.k.a. garage. Did you check out my Harley? Oh. No, but I saw your moped. And, oh, my God.
Wait,
oh.
No, I got that.
Who needs coffee here?
I guess
oh
I
my
do.
God.
Okay, now I get it. I just need
Jackie. Okay. Tell me, there's one more.
I just need two hands and a flashlight. Okay, hold on the line. We're gonna see if someone bests you. And I'm not wagering at this point. Who's on the line?
I
next?
Don't. You know what? I don't even know. I don't even have a sense of humor anymore. That's all I've learned from this show. All right, you've got Carly from LA.
Harley or Carly?
Carly from LA.
Hey, you're not gonna believe this, but Jackie just won. She just won tickets to the
Jim Gaffigan.
Jackie, thank you for playing. The best joke on the line was Jackie answering.
Carly, how are you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Hollywood.
From Hollywood, okay. Oh, okay. All right, Carly, you have a joke for Joe Coy. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the kidnapping last week?
Uh-uh.
It's okay, he woke up.
Okay. I got that one.
I'm just so relieved that I get it.
Yeah, at least I got it. I feel.
Oh, come on,
I feel
you
relieved.
Guys.
The kidnapping, that's like two guys walk into a bar and one ducked.
But was it funny?
Yeah.
Child abduction is funny. Good one, Jackie.
He was sleeping. Oh, my God, you guys.
It's funny how she tells it.
Can't wait for the next Amber Alert, huh?
Okay.
All right. We've got Jim from Westminster.
Jim's going to kill it.
Hello. Good morning.
How's it going, Jim?
Mick Jagger arrived at the Playboy Mansion for
Jim,
wait till we say action.
Yeah, Jim. First of all, no carrot and stick. Jim, I am happy that you were moving it right along because that's crucial.
Danny is crying.
Oh my God.
I have a feeling that's going to be
I'll
crucial.
Down.
But, hey, how about saying good morning to us first? I didn't even
I'll
say hi.
Down,
get it?
You're not going to believe this.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but not on this show. So I'm going to put that on. Should I put that on hold?
Yeah, you should put it on hold and then hang up.
I'm sorry, Jim. We tried, but
I think
you're out
Jim
of hand
called
this
us
morning.
On his radio show.
What's happening now?
You're on the air, Jim.
Jim, I think we're on the air. On your
hold
show.
It. Hold it. Hold it, everybody.
Hey, this is Jim in the morning.
Hold it.
You're not going to believe who's on the air with me. It's Jim in the morning.
I've got to take a knee.
Hold on, guys.
I've got to take a knee.
I got a special guest on the phone right now. Let me go to my landline. It's Mark in the morning. It's the cast of Mark in the morning.
Okay.
It was like we got two pizza places Jim to in call the
morning.
Each other.
You're listening to 100.4, Jim in the morning. We got the cast of 100.3, Mark in the morning. They're down
okay.
the hallway.
All right. Jim, hold on. Hold on a second, everybody. Hold on.
I got a joke. Hey, man, this is me drowning in the water.
Hold on.
Hey, man, this is me trying to start a car.
Oh, this is good.
I think Jim won.
This is me talking to a turkey. Jim in the morning, everybody.
Joe,
you know what?
Sure, you just won the
tickets. I think he won tickets.
Oh, thank you. All right, guys, I gotta go. I gotta call another radio station.
Jim, Yeah. Hold on the line, yeah, man. No,
who am I talking to?
Jim, you just
won. After all that.
Jim is the only guy that calls a radio station and goes, hey, who am I talking to? Who is this? Tell me your name before we start this interview. Wait, come on, I ain't got that much time.
Wait. Come on.
That was the worst call-in ever.
And we're rewarding him with the prize.
Yeah, we're giving him the prize.
Well, hold on a second.
He took
such a beating from Joe. He can't even give it away on his radio show.
Okay.
What's the joke?
All right, everybody, come on. Come on, let's get it together for the joke. Can you please hear Jim's joke?
Hold on just a second.
And
Joe,
he better not be in the middle
I'm
of it.
I'm crying right now.
Me too.
That's so funny.
Joe, are you still there?
Jim.
You mean Jim?
Jim, I'm sorry. Jim, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Jim, we love you.
Jim, my hat's off to you, brother, for taking such a beating at the hands of Mr.
Still staying on hold.
Okay, we're going to be quiet, and you're going to get a chance to tell your joke, and I'm going to do a countdown.
Okay.
Everyone be quiet. Let him finish the joke.
All right, here we go.
We're running out of time. Yes, we got 1 minute.
Okay.
Three. Two. One. Go, Jim.
Mick Jagger arrives at the Playboy Mansion for a party. And he needs to talk to Hugh. And somebody says, hey, he's upstairs in his room. So Mick jams up the stairs, flings open the door, and he sees Hugh making out with Dennis Weaver. And so he gets in a Mick pose and goes, hey, Hugh, get off of McCloud.
I liked it better when it was like this.
Okay, me too.
All right,
okay.
All right. Okay. Stay on hold for a moment, Jim.
Oh, wow. God, Jim in the morning.
Jim
in the morning.
I want a Jim in the morning.
Hey, everybody, it's Jim in the morning. I'm calling Mark in the morning right now. I guess.
Joe?
Yeah.
Who wins?
So these are your choices.
Wait. We have one more joke.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I thought we ran out of time.
Can we do one more?
Quick.
It's got to be quick. All right. Like, really quick.
David from Temecula.
All right, David from Temecula.
What's your joke?
Hey, good morning. What do you call a fly with no wings?
Oh, God, I forgot. This is so bad.
You call it a walk.
What?
Hey, put Jim back on the phone. Put Jim back on the phone.
W-A-L-K, a walk.
And why is that? Why is it a walk? You have to explain it.
Oh,
walk. Because it has no wings.
It's a walk.
Duh.
Okay, here we
walk.
Go.
Walk. W-A-L-K, walk.
Okay, he's back on hold.
I thought he said watch.
No, okay. Right. Yeah, well, thanks for helping us fit that in, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Jackie gets all of these jokes.
Joe, here are your choices quickly for the winner. Roger with the hurricane and woman joke. Uh-huh. Lawrence with the PETA joke that he made up. Kathy with the Harley joke. Carly with the kidnapping joke. Jim with the turkey gobble.
Oh, my God.
Or David with the fly joke.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. I kind of want to just give it to Jim for good radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's your call. You're the king of comedy.
And he's still sat on the line.
Yeah, and took that.
He took abuse.
He let his radio show go long for our radio show. That's what's cool. He was on tape delay.
Let's give it
to Jim, everybody.
Jim!
Not for the joke, just for being patient.
Jim, for your patience, you are going to see comedian Jim Gaffigan at the Greek. A pair of tickets to see him on July 25th. Tickets on sale now. Congratulations, Jim.
Oh, good God.
Oh, Jim is great. I want that t-shirt, Jim in the morning.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, that was great.
We've got more Mark in the Morning coming up.
We got more Jim in the Morning.
La 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 la.
Right after this, we got more. Just like fast forward his whole show. 4 hours worth of show in 1 minute.
We got some more of the best of Mark in the Morning for our first 4 months.
Jim in the Morning. Have fun, everybody.
The sound, A to Z, and I think I need a.
I know what you need. You need some more of this.
I need some ibuprofen. Stay tuned. This is Joe Coy. Where's Joe going to be again?
Oh, Ontario Improv, June 19th and 20th and 26th and 27th. And go eat at Joe. God,
was it 18th and 19th?
Go to Joe's Restaurant Yoji in Las Vegas.
Yes, or follow me on Instagram at
Joe Coy on Instagram.
J-O-K-O-Y. I love you guys.
We love you, baby.
This is Mark in the Morning. Mark in the Morning, and we are joined by Uncle Joe. Let me guess.
What?
You're doing the sound A to Z.
Wow, you're really good. Yeah, I am. I'm going to pick it up. Where am I going to pick it up?
T. You're in the T's.
Oh, that is totally...
tubular.
Yes, that's what, you, what I was going to say.
It's terrific.
Gonna, yes, thank you. That's up in just a couple minutes, so let's shut the hell up so I can get on the air.
What do you think? Do you think it's going to be Julie, or do you think it's going to be finishing tonight?
It'll happen sometime tonight.
All right.
I don't know. I don't bet on anything Julie's involved with.
Please, no wagering. Tomorrow, speaking of letter T, tomorrow on the program, on Thursday, mm-hmm. we have Adam Carolla, Gina's other boss.
Yes, I can't wait to talk to him about
it. He's doing a radio tour, tours where he calls in, and he doesn't know it's you.
He has no idea. He has a new book called Daddy Stop Talking. I read it. It's hilarious life advice for his children, and it's going
to
be great.
I can't wait to find out how long it takes him to realize he's talking to.
Yeah. By the way, you said speaking of T...
tomorrow and Thursday.
Gotcha. Perfect.
There's a theme, which also starts with a T. We've got Sal Cerencioni also on the program.
Oh, rock news.
And Rex Lynn, who is an awesome actor. He's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And Uncle Joe is getting ready to rock you shortly.
Shortly.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.